in life on page 285?
Well, my purpose in life is help everybody I possibly can and do the best I can.
Is it more important to plan for the future or to live in the present?
To plan in the future. That's the best thing to do, in my opinion.
Okay.
A lot of people, if they would plan in the future instead of living for today, they wouldn't run into blank walls. You see it every day, people that don't plan for their old age. I think me and my wife, I think we've done pretty good for our old age. I mean, I'm not getting old, just my wife's getting old.
There's a section here called Write Your Epitaph, and it's got two pages, and I'm going to fold this corner down.
All right.
So you might want to give that some thought. Write your epitaph. Right. So,
write it.
Yeah. Your epitaph. That's what goes on your headstone or something. What would you say an epitaph was?
I don't even know. Just I don't know what an epitaph.
It's the saying that would go on your headstone.
Mother, we got that on the headstone.
When you're born and when you die.
Huh?
When you're born and when you die.
Well, that's about all we put on, right?
Yeah, well, you could put, I mean, they're suggesting maybe you could write something that sums up your life or sums up what you believe or something that you could put there that would be permanent that other people could read.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like your final statement. And they give you a section here to put something like that.
Something to write in there?
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. They give you a lot of space for it. And,
well, I see. Well,
and think about it as just your final statement that would go on your headstone.
And we can write that up anytime we want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe give it some thought.
All right.
You know, people put all kinds of crazy things on their headstones. Sometimes they put poems, and sometimes they put little brief statements or things that they read that maybe Benjamin Franklin wrote or something, you know. Or they write their own, or they don't put anything.
Here lies a knucklehead.
Here lies a knucklehead, like that. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I might put on
poem.
Here lies a guy with a hole in his head.
Do unto others as you want others to do unto you.
Like that.
Yeah, that's about the best.
All right, here's another section, How Life Has Changed, page 291. What are the most positive changes you have seen during your lifetime?
What are the most positive? No. The whole world has changed.
How so?
Everything. The human beings have changed, all the equipment, everything. Everything we use on earth to do things with over a period of time has changed.
Which one of them have been the most positive? Because I'm going to ask you in a minute what's the most negative, but right now, what's the most positive? What good things have changed?
Well, in this world, we got transportation for human beings to get from place to place. Well, way back, we had horses and we had to walk. And then we got all kinds of things, like airplanes, trains, and cars, and motor. It's just, you can go on and on and on.
So you think the big one is the transportation has improved?
That's right. Yeah, that's one of the main ones right there.
What are the most negative changes you've seen during your lifetime?
Well, everything has got better ever since I was born, I think. I don't know. There probably are some things, but I can't think of a negative.
No? All right. Well,
I can't think of anything.
People don't raise their children like they used to. They don't.
Well, that's one thing. But I don't know if they raise them worse or better or what. We don't know. It seemed like back when I was a kid, I got more whoopings with a switch or a razor strop which I don't know if it helped me or made me meaner. Really. And you take today, we know that and lots of things that the families don't tell the children about certain things in life and what they think they should do or how they should do something. Way back, the parents, they told the children what to do and what not to do, but I'm not so sure it was any better than it is today.
Okay. How have roles for women changed?
Well, women do a whole lot of work that men normally would do today. And back you say, well, maybe, what, 50 years ago? Even further back than that, the women didn't do a lot of work that the men should do. Mm-hmm. Then the men are doing a lot of work that the women should do. And it's a hard thing to say one way or the other, whether women does things that the men ought to do, or the men do things that the women ought to do. I don't know. I don't have an answer for it.
Okay. How have attitudes about marriage and family changed?
Well, I tell you, I haven't been involved in things like that enough to really know just what is the right thing.
How have sexual mores changed?
That's another thing. I don't know. I'm not involved in anything like that. Like a person that is specially trained to talk to men and women about their sexual life and things. And I don't have enough experience or nothing to know one way or the other.
What changes have you witnessed in attitudes about race and culture and ethnic differences, skin color, and that sort of thing?
Well, over the years, they've got to where the ethnic colors and all like that, they're not like it was, say, 50, 100 years ago. Back then, the black people and various other people, they didn't have a place on this earth. The whites try to run them off. But over the period of time, they've got better and they're pretty well equal to each other, blacks and whites, and the various other nationalities of people. And it'll probably continue to increase that by getting better. And I see it all the time. I make a point to see that the black is treated fair and square and any other group of people that used to be the whites would kind of overlook them and not treat them proper. But I think it's a whole lot better nowadays.
What changes have occurred in the types of work people do?
Well, the way people work and doing things, way back most stuff was done by hand and various things. Nowadays they got work things done by machinery. More than ever. Just about everything is done automatically by some way, and the human beings don't hardly touch it. There are things that you have to do, human being, but then most all the hard work and things is done by machinery or something like that. That's the way I see it.
Is today's younger generation very different from the young people of your generation?
Well, they are in ways, but that's normal. The life and the world, it changes the way of doing things, so the younger people, they have to change with the ways of life as it goes along. I'm sure I was born and I didn't do like people behind me done. It was different. And it will continue to be that way as long as there are human beings on this earth. From time to time, it'll change.
Have younger generations' values changed for better or worse?
Well, I think it's better, in my opinion, anyway. They're much smarter than a lot of us. I mean, as time goes, they grow up and go to school and end up with better educations and everything else. Now the question whether they use that or not is up to them.
What advantage do the youth of today have that you didn't have?
I haven't got enough time to tell you all the things. There's a whole lot of difference. A lot of. And I'm not gonna say what is the difference.
You think they have a lot more advantage, huh?
Yes.
You didn't have any.
Well, I had some, but not very little.
And now the young people have tremendous.
Yeah. I think they do.
What do you think the base of that is? What caused that?
Well, people are educated and they're smart, and they figure out ways of teaching their younger people how to learn things and do them better, and as they go on through life, they find out things on their own, learn things, and then their children, they teach them things that they know, and then they teach them things that they didn't know when they was growing up.
So generation after generation, they learn more.
That's right.
When do you think that started?
Well, I think it started ever since the beginning of time. And just as time went on, everything increased, getting ways of doing things better and simpler ways of doing things. And I've seen it as I've grown through my life, which is about so many years. And you're always seeing something that has been changed. It didn't work right, or something about it didn't. Somebody is smart enough to figure out how to change that to make it operate properly. That's the way it is today, and that's the way it'll be till the end of time.
Okay, so what is more difficult about growing up today than when you were growing up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know of anything. In fact, it's better for the children to grow up the day it was when I grew up. We didn't have near the equipment and stuff to live and make things as they do today. It's much, much, much better for a young person today to learn things about everything than we had. We had things, but we learned the hard way. Today they got people that's smart, and they will tell the younger children how to do this, how to do that, as they go to school. They got colleges, other schools, and just about everything today that they learn, that you can go to school and learn how to operate a piece of equipment. They teach you how to use it, how to operate it. And it goes on and on and on, just about everywhere you go, no matter what you do. They got automatic equipment to operate things, and they teach you how to do it.
How have salaries and the cost of living changed over the years?
As time goes on, it goes up and up and up and up and up.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Salaries and the cost of living?
Everything. It goes up, increases. Years ago, you'd get a gallon of gasoline for 20 cents. Right today, it costs you about a dollar or two for a gallon of gas. And that's just one thing. Everything over a period of time, the people, they want more, and they need more money to buy stuff that they have to have. Because everything has increased. And whether stuff is scarce to get, I don't know if that's the problem or not. But it seems like everybody wants to make more money, no matter what it is.
How has housing changed?
Well, there's different ways that people want to build their homes and various other things for better, more convenient, and they last longer than they used to be back when I was young. They built these great big old houses out of stone, and they looked terrible, but they lasted a lifetime. Well, today's houses last a long time, but they don't cost as much to make a house unless you want a great big house. And I think it's much easier today to build a house than it was, say, 100 years ago. Because they got the equipment and material, and the people know how to do it.
How has the overall quality of life changed?
Well, that's... we have various things to say about that. Some people have helped do things for everybody. Some people won't help nobody do anything. That's the way. Us human beings is the ones that's changed the quality of life. And we have a lot of people that do change life, and we have a lot that won't do nothing. That's about all I can say about it.
Has it overall gotten better or worse?
I think it's got better.
Better?
Yeah, I do.
How have national and world politics and economics changed?
Well, it changed from time to time, to good, to bad. Then it goes back the other way. You never know exactly what's going to happen. That's all. That's all I can say.
Have there been any significant medical advances or cures in your lifetime?
There have been a whole lot of them. Just about everything you can think of.
Anything stick in your mind?
Huh?
Anything stick in your mind?
Well, yeah, AIDS, it's a terrible disease. Cancer has been helped a whole lot. And various diseases that people get, that they've got medicine that will cure them.
Polio.
And polio. And, well, just about every part of your body, they got something to help cure something, like your blindness. They got ways to do something to your eyes to make your sight come back. And they got something for everything. Heart diseases, they cure heart diseases. And every part of your body, they got some way of repairing it. Now, some things they can't, but there are very few that they can't. Just about everything on a human body can be removed, replaced, or repaired, or do something to it.
How have modes of transportation changed?
Well, it's changed 1,001 times. You got everything, trains and planes and trucks and everything, that transportation. You don't see a horse running down a road anymore.
You saw that a lot when you were little.
Absolutely. You ride the horse to town, or riding a buggy, or a spring wagon, or two horse wagon.
What changes have you seen in forms of communication?
Well, about all I see is you got telephones, we still got them, and we got electronic ways of telephone things. There's so many different things today that you can just call anybody anywhere in the world. You can't, it's 100% different now than it was 100 years ago. Everything. They got machinery that you can call anywhere in the world. We didn't used to have it. If you get 20 miles, you're lucky. way down the road, I'm talking about. You got all kinds of telephones and things that I don't even know about.
What modern conveniences have affected your lifestyle the most?
Well, transportation, one. Doctors with all the new equipment and learning that they've learned. The food we eat is so much better than it used to be. Some people argue about that. And everything is better than it was 100 years ago, if we look at it in that frame of time.
What modern conveniences do you think have the biggest impact on your life? Like right now, that you didn't have back when you were, say, a teenager.
Well, television for one. And the other electronic equipment that I don't even know about, like computers. And I know there are others, but I just can't think of them.
What inventions have had the greatest impact on mankind?
Inventions? Mm-hmm. Boy. Oh. Everything. Transportations, airplanes, the army's equipment they have to kill people with. Just about everything we have today is an invention that somebody has come up with to improve the human being's way of life. Everything.
You saw electricity come into use.
Yeah.
You saw indoor plumbing and water come into use.
Yeah, bathtub in the house.
Bathtubs, yeah. And toilets and all that. You saw that happen.
Yeah.
Air conditioning and heating systems. You saw all that happen.
Well, you go on and on and on.
Which ones of those were the most important?
Heaters and air conditioners and inside the water. Hot water heaters. Refrigerators, freezers. And tables to put your food and stuff on.
All that, huh?
Yeah, everything. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, glory, I won't mention that.
How has the rising influence of mass media affected our society and the world at large?
Mass media.
Television, radio, newspapers, magazines.
Yeah.
How has their rising influence affected our society?
Well, it's made our people much smarter, and they understand the way things are in the world because you see it on television or radio or something like that. It's in the newspapers, in the catalogs and magazines. Somebody's talking all the time, writing books, magazines, and telling people about everything that's new. Things we need to do to straighten up the world. And it's just something all the time that's being improved or something putting into effect that would help us get along in the world.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Some are good, some are bad. At least we think they're bad. And some we think is good is not really good. It's a cover-up or something.
Do you think overall it's been better or worse over time?
Better, I think. I know we got wars and people killed, but that's been going on ever since the earth was created. That's the first thing to do is let's go down and whoop George's outfit.
Well, looking forward, what trends do you think will most change the course of the future? What do you think, what do you predict will happen in the future?
Well, we will have to figure out a way to furnish gasoline and oil and various things for our equipment that we have on Earth today that's used all the time. Because the countries that has petroleum, they're gradually running out of it. And we're going to have to invent something else. And the things are that there were trees and the leaves, there are all kind of stuff on this earth that can be taken and done things to it that will give us gas or whatever it is we need to run an engine. And as time goes on, it will be invented and they won't even need gasoline and oil. I see that.
That's
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any other changes you view as significant?
Well, there will be ways that they will come up with to treat us human beings with various diseases that today they don't have any way of curing them. They don't even know what they are. They will eventually find a way to cure various diseases that we have that will... Which back over the years they've found ways of doing things then up to now, but we still are running in things with our human body that they don't have any way of correcting it or curing it or doing anything so the human being can continue on in life. But they're working, and they'll find something to take care of about everything.
This next section here is called Now, and it's questions about life as it is now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so the first question is, what is your name and age today?
Well, my name and age. My name is Morgan French, and I'm 85 years old.
Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Who are you married to?
Her name is Maxine. Her maiden name was Maxine Milby. My name is French. Okay.
Where and with whom do you live? And describe your living conditions.
Well, a living condition is wonderful, and we have plenty of places to sleep, and we have plenty of food to eat. We have all the clothes, we have everything we need. And my wife probably needs to get another husband sometime. But I'll make it some way or another. And we just, our life, in my opinion, is about as good as we can get it.
Okay, what are you living your life for now, and what are your personal priorities?
Well, our life, we're living for our children and our kin people, and anything else that people need us for, we will help them out. And what was that other one?
What are your personal priorities?
Personal priorities is to help our kin people, our children, and help anybody else that needs help, and repair, replace anything that we have that needs to be took care of, and just live on. That's all I can say.
How's your health?
It's not too bad, but it's not too good either. I have emphysema and asthma. I'm getting old. My eyesight's not the best in the world. I had to have all my teeth pulled, but I got false teeth. It works pretty good. My ears are going to the dogs. Well, they ain't going to the dogs. You get to where I can't hear nothing. But I'm doing pretty good for a person.
Do you have any pet peeves?
No, I can really think of, but I'm sure my wife will tell you something if she's talking.
Describe your social life. Who are your friends, and what do you do for fun?
Well, I like to watch the television. I like to watch baseball games on the television. I like to go out sometime and watch car races and various things. Help people do things that they can't do by themselves. And we help our children. We help their children. We try to.
Who are your friends?
Who are our friends? Well, all our children's our friends, and all their children. Our friends is people that lives around us. We do things for them, they help us. We talk to them, they talk to us. And just about everybody where we live, they've been in the armed forces, just about every one of us around. And we live close to an army post, and we need a hospital, we go there. We need food, we go there and buy it from the commissary.
Well, your social life.
Our social life.
You go to church for some of that, right?
Yeah, we go to church on Sundays.
What else do you do for fun? Mostly it's that, isn't it? It's go to church and visit people at church and visit your neighbors here.
Yeah, that's it. And then we go to the commissary, buy our food, and we go see a doctor, which is not too far away from us when we've got a problem.
What are your greatest personal concerns now?
Greatest personal concerns about ourselves?
Yeah.
Well, we try to take care of our health because we're getting up in age, and we got to be very careful about what we do, what we eat, and where we go, and things like that.
Uh-huh. All right.
And everybody, all our children, all our kin folk, folks. They seem to help us out, take care of us if necessary. And it's very funny. We go to commissary and various other places, and people, I guess, look at us and they're old people, and they help us with their bags of groceries and stuff. And I think my wife, I don't think she likes that too good. People help me with their bags. But it happens, and I don't care.
Where do you stand politically? Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm a Democrat, but my wife is a Republican.
Have you always been a Democrat?
Yeah.
Has she always been a Republican?
I guess so. I think so.
What concerns you most about what's going on in the world?
Well, the main thing that concerns me is, well, armed forces are being thrown around these small countries. They should not. We should not. I can't understand it, how we're getting our troops killed off like they are. And somebody, somehow, is not doing their job, not doing what they should be doing to protect each other. And it's just a shame. I know our troops have been trained right, but when they get in combat, it seems like they're not doing right. If somebody, if somewhere along the line, is not showing our men what to do or how to do it, our commanders and so on, if they don't know what they're doing, then they ought to get somebody that does know what they're doing. And that's about it.
I'm going to pause for a second. Let's see. We're on page 312. From whom do you feel you have learned the most about life?
From whom do you think I've learned the most about life?
Right.
Well, I think my mother and father and my sisters and brothers have taught me more as I growed up than anybody else or anything else.
Your family?
Yeah, the family. Yeah. Then I went in the Army, and I'll assure you, I learned a whole lot more about life by being around all different walks of life with different people and things like that. I mean, everybody's different. Just listen, and you'll learn more than by never. You'll learn more listening than ever will by talking.
Does religion play a role in your life?
Yes, it does. I believe in a religion. I believe in Christianity. And I believe in doing what the Lord tells you to do.
Describe the spiritual you.
Well, spiritual me, I believe in the Lord. I pray to the Lord to help me and help others. And I think we all should believe in the Lord, Jesus Christ.
Do you have peace of mind?
Do I have a peace of mind?
Absolutely,
I do. Yeah.
Describe the intellectual you.
I'm not real sure what intellectual means.
Let's see, what would that mean? The intellectual. The reasoning part. The spiritual part is the part, the belief in God. The intellectual would be the part, the planning, the reasoning part of you.
Well, I plan, and I think I'm a reasonable person to do things or help people do things or show people how to do things. I spent many years showing men how to do various things as far as the Army is concerned. I trained them and showed them all about the equipment that they had to use and how to use it.
So the intellectual you is really the teacher.
Yes, teacher. That's right. Mm-hmm.
What do you see as your best qualities and your best strengths?
Best qualities? I like to teach people things that they don't know about. I like to teach them things so they know about in a certain walks of life. And what was the second part?
Strengths. What do you see as your best strengths?
Well.
And they also ask, for what are you complimented the most?
What? Well, I was complimented when I was in the armed forces for things I've done and train people to do things, and I got medals for it. And one time, one place, I got $400 for something.
That's nice.
And I always do my best and try to learn everything I possibly can about something that I was trying to teach somebody.
What gives you the greatest joy?
What gives me the greatest joy? To teach people things and then watch them apply themselves to see if they could do it.
When are you the saddest? The saddest? When are you the saddest?
When am I the saddest? Well, the only thing I can say about that is when I'm trying to do something and I can't get it done. And I try and try and try and still, then that makes me sad because I can't get it took care of or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know whether I'm sad or just disappointed.
That kind of goes with this next question. How do you deal with things you can't change?
How I deal with them?
Uh-huh. How do you handle the stress?
Well, I handle stress real good. Nothing bothers me like that. It don't worry me. I don't have problems with it. I just don't let it do it. Over the period of time, I could have a lot of stress if I would have went on and let it take care of me, but I don't even know what stress is.
By what basic philosophy do you live?
I live and let live.
Okay.
That's all I can say about it.
What do you feel your greatest contribution to life has been?
Well, one of my greatest contributions to life that I joined the Army in the United States. I done the best I could to help so we could survive from people that was trying to take it. And I spent all my time, most of my time, I spent 25 years in doing it. Well, all through life, I've always done the best I could to help our country and our people survive through a lot of things that's happened.
All right, what plans and goals do you have for the future?
Well, the things in the future is do what I can do, help people that's in trouble, financial, other things. We help them all we possibly can. And then do the best we can of everything, of families, our children, and everything, anything else that comes up. Me and my wife, we help anybody and everybody that we possibly can.
Okay, it's your plans for the future, okay. How do you hope to be remembered?
Well, I hope to be remembered that I was a pretty good kind of a person. I probably, like my wife said, tell a few fibs sometimes, but them fibs are for the good of people, not against the people. And I just hope I can live a good long life and that I don't get some kind of a disease that might shorten my life. And I just hope to stay around as long as I possibly can. That's all I can say about that.
Well, we're at the end of the section. They ask, what else would you like to say about who you are right now?
Well, who I am right now, I'm Morgan French. I have a good family. I have a good home. And for my wife and my children, we get along just fine and it seems like we can always solve our problems.
Okay. Now, this next section is called Favorites. Okay? And what it is, it's a whole list of things that are asking you about what is your favorite. So, for example, it says, tell what and why about your favorite, and it has book and song and movie and color. So what's your favorite book?
My favorite book. One of the books I'm favored about is about war stories, about books that tell me how to do things. But I don't have any particular favorite book that I just continue to read and read and read. I don't have none.
All right. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song was Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental Journey. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. It must be, I haven't seen it yet, but there's a movie out that I think that I know that's about the 10 Death March and various things like that. That's one of my favorite movies I know if I ever get to see it.
What's your favorite color?
Red, white, and blue.
What's your favorite food?
Everything.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Pork chops, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Well, why did you say that?
Well, that's because I haven't had enough money to get.
Pork chops, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite food?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Okay. All right, what's your favorite gift?
Gift? I don't have a favorite gift. Anything that anybody gives me is a gift, and I enjoy it, and I appreciate it. I don't have any favorite gift.
What's your favorite flower?
I don't know. I think all flowers are pretty, but I don't have a favorite flower.
What's your favorite holiday?
Holiday? Favorite holiday? Well, I think it's Christmas time. That's my favorite holidays.
Who's your favorite actor and actress?
At the present time, I don't have either one. I don't know.
Okay. What's your favorite joke?
I don't have one.
Okay. Who's your favorite singer?
A long time ago, it used to be Jimmy Durante. Marilyn Monroe, she wasn't a singer.
She was an actress.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Durante, he was an actor, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, the ones way back, how about, my favorites, I can't think of their names. Pretty bad, huh?
What's your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is a piano, an organ.
Okay. Who's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team? Well, right at the present time, it's the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves. What's your favorite television program?
Baseball games. That's my favorite television program.
What's your favorite perfume or cologne?
I don't have one.
Who's your favorite author?
I don't have an author either.
What's your favorite season?
Season? Springtime.
Why?
Well, it's the old is going out and the new is coming in. The old cool air, the old sun, winter is leaving, then the summer is coming.
What's your favorite recipe?
Favorite recipe? Ooh. Now my favorite recipe is bananas. And banana nut bread.
Banana?
That's good. It's really good.
What's your favorite leisure activity?
Favorite leisure activity? Going to ball games.
Ball games?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite political leader?
The President of the United States. Now, right now.
Okay. Who's your favorite hero?
I don't have one.
Who's your favorite artist?
I don't have one of them either.
What's your favorite pick-me-up?
Favorite pick-me-up? I'm not real sure what that is talking about.
Not either.
Unless it's something you drink or take to pick you up. I don't know.
I'd say for you, it may be a cup of coffee.
Well, that's a good idea. A cup of coffee picks me up. I like soft drinks of various kinds, Coca-Colas and diet rights and things of that nature. They taste good. And various foods that you like to eat that picks you up.
What's your favorite quote?
I don't have a quote.
What's your favorite snack food?
Favorite snack food? Well, let's see, I like cookies of various flavors. I like crackers to eat with other foods.
Okay, what's your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot? Well, my favorite vacation spot would be Harrodsburg, Kentucky, I guess, and go back over the countries and see what's happened and see what's changed. But as far as going and staying a length of time, it would be Disney World in Florida.
Disney? Okay. What's your favorite family tradition?
Well, about every year we go and have a big family reunion, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the only one we got. And I like to go see everybody.
What's your favorite family get-together?
Well, that's
the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we've just covered all of the questions up to special questions. All right, I'll ask you the ones here on some of the special questions. There's only a few.
Okay.
What's the most important thing you want your family and friends to know about you?
That I like them, love them, and will help them any way I possibly can.
Are there any misconceptions about you that you would like to set straight?
None I can think of. What I say or told about my life in the Army and various other things, I always try to tell the truth. I don't ever make up something or tell something that didn't happen.